It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about not only what is breaking news, we talk about what it means, and we talk about why it matters.
Clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Just ahead of us, a couple of true life stories that you almost can't even begin to believe actually happened, but they did. And the women to whom they happened to and observed them will join me. Bree Niece will be here, Laura Schaefer, and also a Money Monday with David Fisher. Don't go away. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We continue to be confident that the president's executive order to protect this country is fully lawful and ultimately will be upheld by the Supreme Court.
That is Sean Spicer in the press briefing this afternoon talking about the travel ban. There is news on that. There has been some movement in the Ninth Circuit on the second travel ban order. We will discuss some of this a little bit later on. I was also on Fox News Channel just a little while ago discussing what I think will be the long-term outcome of that. If we have time, we'll get to that before we're done today. But we may not have time. And the reason that we may not have time is because I have to address something that is far more, it's becoming far more important to anybody with eyes. And that is that we as a country are losing the fabric of who we are. We as a country are forgetting that you can have tremendous disagreement about things, but that we still remain civil to one another. The story that I was pointed to this morning by a very concerned patriot, in fact, the man that showed me this story I have immense respect for, sent me to a Facebook page, and I just want to read you the one paragraph that this person posted. She said, "My sister and I had such an amazing night at the New Kids on the Block concert in Seattle." I'm assuming this was just this weekend. "Unfortunately, the night ended bad. This is the work of a man in quotation marks. After leaving the concert, we were walking toward our hotel room. We were approached by two men and a woman. It was okay at first until the woman asked where we were from. Then she said, 'Well, I hope you didn't vote for Trump.' When I admitted that I had, she then called us a racist. The two men with her verbally attacked us. She physically approached me and a fight ensued. One of the men was on top of me punching as my sister watched helplessly as she tried to pull him off. The other man punched her in the face. He stood up and kicked me in the face and ribs. I've never in my life had so much rage in trying to protect my little sister. I then was the helpless one. I conceal and carry, but I didn't this night because concert arenas don't allow guns. The man, quote unquote, came back for more, slammed me on the concrete, and dragged me by my hair across the sidewalk. There were three witnesses, and the two men were taken to jail, but they were released the next day. This is a growing problem in our country with political differences that are causing violence perpetrated and advanced by our media. It has caused these fringe groups like Antifa and other extreme leftist groups to start preying on us, meaning everyday Americans. I stood up, I fought, and I did not back down. I voted for Trump, and I'm proud of it. I will take these cowards to court, even if it takes a lifetime. I love my sister so much." Friend, I don't know if you feel the pain in the words of what this person went through, what this woman went through, but she has not told this story to any other press outlet. And very graciously, when I reached out to her earlier today, she agreed to come on to talk with us now. And so we are connecting with Bree Niece. Bree, am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yes, you are.
Okay, very good. I wanted to make sure, because you've certainly been through enough without having some half-handed talk show host get your name wrong.
No, you did it perfect.
Bree, let me ask you, when the dust had all settled and you typed this up on Facebook, what is your outlook for where your country stands right now?
Oh, we're divided. It's amazing. We watch the news quite often. You know, my husband is military. He's Air Force. He's kind of
thank him for
a lot
his service.
Politics.
Thank him for his service on our behalf.
Of course, he's actually the one that thought it was a good idea to go public with this.
Absolutely.
We're divided, unfortunately, and it's. We have a great country, but it's so sad to see everyone and the hate that we have for each other. You know, we see stories like this or hear them on the news, and we think, oh, that's never going to happen. You know, not too long ago, we were talking about this, and you have to excuse me. I'm still a little... I'm still trying to wrap my head around all this.
I totally understand it. Let's do something for context. Let's go back to the attack. You're leaving the New Kids on the Block concert, which I've had friends that have attended it in different cities across the country, and they say that Donnie and company are as good as they've ever been. So
Donnie was great.
I'm sure
you
had
a good
time.
Was something we planned for about 9 months. They were kind of like,
so it was going to be a girls' night out. You and your sister having fun,
of course. She flew in from California, and I'm originally from there. We moved to Washington about 4 years ago. My husband transferred with the military and the Army Corps of Engineers, and we love Washington, and that's why we came here, so I can be a stay-at-home mother with my boys. Mm. I worked for the Marine Corps as well as a civilian, so now I get to be home with them. So
thank you for your service.
Well, of course. Oh, definitely. But we, you know, I got these tickets quite a while ago, and I wanted to surprise her with it. This was our night out, and it was a great night. We got to meet the band. We were VIP tickets, and it was amazing. We left the concert. We went to go eat, and we were just walking down to our hotel room coming back from dinner, and we had stopped, sat on sort of this little flower bed, I guess, windowsill brick area.
Okay.
And just kind of going over our pictures and videos of the night.
Kind of reliving the fun of what you just had seen, yeah.
Our Donnie Wahlberg and Jordan, yes. And we, three people were walking toward us, you know, just walking along the sidewalk.
Were either one of you wearing Trump paraphernalia? Were you wearing Make America Great Again hats or anything?
No. We're not really huge into politics where we're going to, you know, just shout it out to the world.
Right.
You know, that night was about us and about the New Kids on the Block and our great time. So, and they had walked by us and had stopped. I remember her having yellow balloons. I believe she gave me one, and they were really nice at first. She talked to us, and just to make the point, I mean, a lot of people have asked us, and they were just as white as we are. So, a lot of people had assumed they were of, different backgrounds, but they were white. She just basically asked us where we were from, what we were doing, where, you know, how the night was, you know, just a nice conversation with people we just met, strangers, I guess. She then asked, she then said, well, I hope you didn't vote for Trump. And I said, well, yeah, I did. And just before my little sister was about to say, well, I didn't, you know, the woman automatically just yelled and called us racist and started screaming. I thought maybe she was kidding because it was so extreme.
Right. Well, she's giving you a balloon at 1 second, and then just moments later, she's turned into
this
monster. Yeah.
She then yelled it to the two men that weren't too far from us. They were just kind of hanging out while we're talking to her. And she yells to them, they voted for Trump. They're racist. You know, and my sister is half Hispanic. You know, she's going, wait a minute. Hold on. And we're trying to diffuse it, an argument. They're screaming.
Well, and your
yelling.
Sister and your sister didn't vote for Trump.
No.
Yeah. Okay. No. Okay. Bree, hold on. We got to take a commercial break.
Sure.
We're speaking with Bree Niece, who was attacked just for saying yes, that she had voted for the current president, by three people who kind of befriended her and then just flipped a personality disorder on her and started going. And her story on social media, you can actually see the bruises that she suffered on her face. And she's telling her story for the first time, and we're so thankful that she, number one, survived. But this raises a larger issue. What should our country be at this point in time? 888-340-3373. Coming right back with Bree Niece. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It is a rough ride in Brooklyn on the eastbound Belt Parkway coming off the Verrazano Bridge right out towards Flatbush Avenue. That's all because of an accident being cleared. Stays heavy to just shy of Cross Bay Boulevard. Then the pace does pick up. Westbound, we're jammed up going past Kennedy and slow again from Cross Bay Boulevard right out towards the Mill Basin Drawbridge with a collision. Then we're slow from Knapp Street right over towards the area of Bay Parkway. Verrazano Bridge, that's a slow ride going back over to Staten Island on both the upper and lower levels. Westbound Staten Island Expressway, though, it's not terrible. We're looking at a little bit of a delay as you come into Manor Road and out towards the area of the West Shore Expressway, but not as bad as you may think. On the FDR Drive, northbound, we're slow basically from the 30s up to the RFK Triborough Bridge. Northbound West Side Highway slows 50s into the 150s. That's all because of an accident being cleared. Across the Hudson, outbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, a 30-minute delay. Citybound side, 20 minutes. Outbound side of the Holland Tunnel now, about a 25 to 30-minute delay. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEANSWER.
Are you looking for a radio show that gives you straight talk, common sense, and the facts? Are you looking for a media outlet which offers all points of view? If the answer is yes, then listen to the Cats Roundtable every Sunday morning starting at 8:30 right here on AM 970, The Answer. The Cats Roundtable is hosted by John Catsimatidis, a successful businessman who came to this country as an immigrant and built a multi-billion dollar business empire. He's met presidents, world leaders, governors, mayors, congressmen, state legislators, and you'll hear them all on the Cats Roundtable. Republicans, Democrats, independents, conservatives, liberals, and everything else you can imagine. You won't just hear their take on the news. You'll hear them make the news. Whether it's local, national news, or international news. You can read about it in the newspaper on Monday, but hear it first on the Cats Roundtable. Sunday mornings at 8:30, right after Murano in the Morning. Only on AM 970, The Answer.
Want to feel like a total boss? Then switch to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. With Total Wireless, you get America's largest, most dependable network plus 5 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited talk and text for only $35 a month. Whoa, how did you get all that? Oh, that's right. You're totally a total boss, and you never sign a contract. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at Walmart. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 and AM 970. The Answer.
Hello.
breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
There are definitively days when I wish I didn't have to break news. I wish that I didn't have to tell stories. And yet the only thing that causes me to keep going forward on things like this is because if we don't tell the story, we are contributing to the worsening and the coarsening of our society. I am honored to have my guest, Bree Niece, with us because her message is an important one. She has shared it on her Facebook page, and she has received 9,000 people supporting her and saying, hang in there, way to go. Another 5,000 people have left comments. It's been shared several thousand times. And yet the sleeping media in our culture has not picked this up. And so I am tasked with what I have pledged to you that I will do, and that is to tell you the truth and to tell you the hard things. Bree, again, thank you for spending this time with us. Just to recap for people that just joined us, you went to a special concert with your sister. You looked forward to it for 9 months.
Yes.
We went and had a bite of dinner after the show. You were reminiscing mm-hmm. in the afterglow of the enjoyment that you had, and you were looking at your phone, and these people approach you, and the woman quasi befriends you and asks sure. What your evening was like. When she discovered that you had voted for Trump, and there was no yeah. other reason, you didn't insult her mother or tell her no. you were going to, you know, pound her into sand or anything else.
No.
She just out of the blue, she said, well, I hope you didn't support Trump. You said yes. yes, and they literally assaulted both of you.
Yes, she went into a rage verbally. They went into a rage verbally. And then between her and I, a fight had ensued.
Right.
During that fight, her husband, boyfriend, whoever he was, one of the gentlemen that were with her, had then...
Gentleman's a bit of a stretch,
pulled us
by the way.
Apart.
Yeah.
And he... I was on the ground, and he was on his knees over me and taking turns on my face with both of his fists. My sister tried to intervene to get him off of me. And the other human being
right.
that was with him hit her in the mouth. And the man that was on me had stood up out of distraction and then started kicking me in my face and in my ribs. There was a fourth gentleman with them, man, with them that tried to break it up. He later denied that he was even there. But when we get a hold of these videotapes, that'll be a different story.
Sure. You said that there were also witnesses that were that could see
witnesses.
What happened. What happened with them?
Mm-hmm. Well, before that, the fourth man that was there, an older gentleman with glasses, kind of broke it up and said, come on, you guys, let's go. They went around the corner. My sister and I are there trying to just realize what had just happened.
Sure.
I was a little dizzy. I got the brunt of it, which I'm glad I did because that's my sister.
And they didn't rob you. They didn't take your phones.
No.
They didn't do any other thing.
This was simply
a violent reaction to you admitting, not taunting or anything.
Yes.
You just admitted that you voted for Trump.
Yes. And you think she would have kind of said, oh, well, okay, well, I disagree, but, you know, let's talk about something else. Or her boyfriends or whoever they were would have been like, okay, everybody go about, you know. No, it was just a full-on rage and attack. We thought they left. And we were gathering our things, our food from the restaurant was everywhere, our leftovers. We hear her coming back from around the corner screaming in rage and said, there they are, the racists, get them. The man, the long-haired man that beat me originally came back after me, grabbed me by my hair and pulled me at least 12 feet, my sister had said. She was the one that had to see it all. She's very emotionally distraught over just seeing that because she was so helpless. But I thought maybe she had, the woman had done it, but I there was a few things I couldn't remember. But and then again, the tall man, the fourth man that was with them, said, "Let's go." He had, by that time, they had tried to get in. There was a white older van, and then a VW. She went with the older gentleman that tried to break it up, and then the two men proceeded to try to get into their van. At that time, police had showed up. So we knew there was witnesses. My sister was screaming out for somebody to help us. Mm-hmm. Call 911. It was late, and it's not like we were looking around for people. She was just screaming to anybody in the building. And there's hotels there. Our hotel was just a block. Not even that. Restaurants, somebody had to have heard us. And thank God, even though no one helped us, there was still three witnesses. A woman, when the police came, these people were trying to leave. One of the police officers had to kind of run, not sprint after him, but run after one of the men to tell him to stop. The woman came across the street. I remember her apologizing that she didn't help, but she's just such a little person, It's intimidating to see something like
sure.
that.
Bree, you're a former Marine and your husband is active Air Force and you love this country.
I actually worked for the Marine Corps.
I'm sorry.
I was a civilian.
Okay,
yeah.
But you were a civilian. But you were around that culture and you have a strong love.
Yeah.
What is it? What
we
does it say about our country? That
I'm sorry?
What does it say about our country? That we are at a point where people who simply disagree with who you chose to vote for feel like they can beat you down in a parking lot or in an area.
Yeah, it's, and at first I thought maybe she had yelled out that they were part of some group. I don't know. She goes, "I'm not a liberal, but we are for the people and we are this group." That's why I thought maybe they were an extremist group, because they got so enraged. This tells about our country that our country's out of control. We need control of our country. This is one of the reasons why I voted for Trump. He wants to protect us.
Yeah.
He wants to make a change.
Well,
he'll do everything he can.
He spoke about the disrespect for law and law enforcement on the campaign regularly. Bree, let me ask you this. The pictures obviously say the story, but are you okay? Have you been checked out by your doctor or anything? Is everything okay with you and your sister?
The ambulance came, of course, like they should. They typically would calls like that. I was fine, a little delirious, but I was good. We had my niece and her friend in the hotel room, not too far sleeping.
Oh, man.
So luckily they were not out with us, thank God. And I was okay. These wounds are going to heal physically. A little sore, but emotionally, I'm getting to the angry part right now.
Bree, the music means that we're out of time, but what I'm going to do is we're going to stay in contact. Thank you for telling your story for us.
Thank
we're going to
so
try
much,
to make
Kevin.
Sure that as many people as possible know about your story because we've got to stop this behavior.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bree, for being with us. Coming up next, I've got a conversation with one of our coworkers here at Salem of New York who actually witnessed something else that demonstrated this extreme hate and rage. We'll tell that story next.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Sunshine and 92 degrees on this Monday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. With New York City experiencing a heat wave, officials say fire hydrants shouldn't be used to cool you off without a sprinkler cap. Authorities say an open fire hydrant without the sprinkler cap wastes 1,000 gallons per minute, and using it for 1 hour wastes as much as a family of four uses in an entire year. Opening up fire hydrants can also hamper firefighting capabilities. Officials are investigating after a taxi caught fire in Midtown this afternoon. Firefighters say it happened shortly before 2 o'clock in front of 435 Fifth Avenue between 38th and 39th Street. No injuries were reported, but two lanes were knocked out on Fifth Avenue for a good chunk of time, and that, of course, led to traffic tie-ups. The MTA is introducing a plan to ease the impact Amtrak's summer repair work at Penn Station will have on the Long Island Railroad. Scott Pringle has more.
Ronnie Haycomb with the MTA says the agency plans on adding cars to lengthen trains and cancel overnight trains to use them in the morning, and
we'll be offering a bus and ferry service to and from more than a dozen locations to give our Long Island Railroad commuters options.
That includes a ferry out of Glen Cove to 34th Street and one originating from the South Shore. Now, this Amtrak summer repair work will affect about 20% of Long Island Railroad commuters who will either have their trains canceled, rerouted, or they have to make a transfer. There will be no fare reduction.
In sports, Yankees head out west to take on the Angels for a late start. Mets host the Cubs at Citi Field. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson River, avoid the outbound Holland Tunnel. That's a 30-minute delay, 15 minutes on the city-bound side. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel up to a 30-minute delay as well. Going back to New Jersey, we're looking at about a 25 to 30-minute delay. Mostly clear skies tonight, low drops only to 76. Sunshine tomorrow, high 92. Sunny and cooler on Wednesday, a high of only 78. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I have talked to so many people in the last couple of years that have told me, Kev, I've got a little ache and pain in my back. Where do I turn? The first person that I ever think of recommending to someone who is enduring back problems is the Brooklyn Spine Center, because a healthy spine is key to a happy life. And if you don't believe me, then you need to get checked out for yourself. Dr. Melinda Keller has taken such great time and care of so many Kevin McCullough listeners over the years. I just cannot help but tell you how wonderful the experience is. And to know more than anything else, that if she says you don't need shots or surgery, that you really don't. They've got holistic, 100% healthy ways to get your spine healthy without cutting on you, without giving you shots. So call and find out today if you are eligible. 800-707-5010. That's the Brooklyn Spine Center. 1-800-707-5010. Or brooklynspinecenter.com. But call 1-800-707-5010. That's 1-800-707-5010.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Outrage over a New York City play portraying the president assassinated on stage and paid for in part by your tax dollars.
Fox News today. It's Salem, New York Central, actually. Gallagher's on Lou Dobbs, Piscopo's on Cavuto. I was on Happening Now earlier, but this morning, our national sales manager, the lady that literally is responsible for making everything, like all the trains run on time at Salem Media of New York, is Laura Schaefer, and she was on Fox and Friends. And Laura, we can barely get you on the microphone in our own studios here. What took you all the way to television this morning?
Well, last week I saw the Shakespeare in the Park performance of Julius Caesar, and I'm sure you've already heard about it, Kevin, but just to kind of give our audience an idea of what happened, it was a live rendition of Julius Caesar in Central Park, but it was a modern take on it, kind of Americanized, where the lead was not just the classic Julius Caesar, but actually dressed as Donald Trump. So had the long tie, blonde, reddish, fluffy hair, had his phone in hand ready to tweet, and it was clearly Donald Trump, though unstated. Donald Trump.
Right. It was an obvious connection that they were trying to draw this to Julius Caesar being Donald Trump and Donald Trump being Julius Caesar. People that are listening may not know this. The Shakespeare in the Park production that you were seeing, this is tax subsidized. This is partially paid for by tax dollars.
Correct. So it was at the public theater, the Delacorte Theater near 81st Street in Central Park. So it's actually free tickets to the public. My husband went bright and early, waited at 6 a.m. for free tickets. It's a New York tradition, and it's a really fun tradition. I love the public theater, but I'm very disheartened and grieved that this happened and that,
sure.
you know, that we're speaking up about it because it's not okay.
Earlier in the play, you obviously understand if Julius Caesar is Donald Trump, kind of what's going to be the demise of him. So they show him being assassinated.
Yeah. So, of course, at the beginning of the play, he's warned, beware the Ides of March. Then his wife, Calpurnia, who, of course, had a Slavic accent, has a bad dream.
No, they didn't.
Yes.
No, they didn't. They
She's
actually made her
beautifully slender, lovely woman with a Slavic accent. But I can't say for sure that it was Melania,
right?
I mean, it was so evident. So she, of course, has the dream that Julius Caesar or Donald Trump is going to be murdered the next day. She begs him not to go in. This scene, of course, is done in a bathtub. So Donald Trump, I mean, Julius Caesar, was in this bathtub. He's talking. His wife is seductively in her Slavic accent telling him, oh, please don't go. And then at the end of the scene, of course, he is convinced to go by the people who want to assassinate him. He stands up. You see him full on naked, and then you see him turn around and walk off. So right there already, like, I know he's going to be murdered later because I know the storyline. But even that was like such a mockery of the office.
Yeah. So when this happens, you're sitting there with your husband. You thought you were going to see a traditional Julius Caesar. It's obviously been very contemporized. What was the reaction of everyone sitting around you? Was there anybody else besides you two that went, I don't know, I like that?
I don't know. I think largely it was accepted as funny entertainment. It's fine. It's Donald Trump. Like, everybody makes fun of Donald Trump, right? And to me, I'm sitting there like, okay, Kathy Griffin did the whole holding up Trump's head, and there was outrage over that. Why is this okay? Why are people like applauding? Why are people amused by this? Not like getting up and leaving or, I mean, booing or anything. I think for the most part, it was accepted as, oh, this is theater. It's entertainment. It's fine.
Some people that didn't feel like it was acceptable were Delta Airlines and which bank was it?
Bank of America.
Did they, from what you saw, and I'm not asking you to be an expert on human behavior or anything, but from what you saw, do you think these companies are taking reasonable action in pulling out of the sponsorship of Shakespeare in the Park?
I think so, because they have patrons from obviously both sides. Just to be respectable companies, to be supporting and proud sponsors of a performance that is slaughtering the president on stage, it's just bad PR for them. So,
sure.
I mean, I'm really disheartened that they pulled out and that Shakespeare in the Park is losing funding. And I think it's a great thing. But right here, this has crossed the line. Somebody didn't think this through and think, like, this is not okay.
Well, it's okay to pull funding if what that ends up doing to the organization is causes them to reevaluate their priorities and shift their execution in the future, which is kind of the goal. If you love public theater, friend, you're listening to us and you're saying, I've been to Shakespeare in the Park. You don't want it to go away. Reach out to them and let them know that you want them to succeed, but not in this fashion. And I think that's what you're saying, Laura. It seems very reasonable to me.
Yeah. I mean, I think Delta Airlines did the right thing. But it's not like I'm applauding and getting excited that Shakespeare in the Park is losing their funding. That's not the point at all here. It's just at some point we've got to stand up for what's right. And this is just not right.
Would it have bothered you equally if it had been Barack Obama or George Bush or Bill Clinton as well?
I think it would have bothered me equally, but it would have outraged the media. Whereas this somehow was flying under the radar until we started saying
something. He seems to be
something.
A scapegoat that's allowable is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Like, can you imagine if this had happened in the last presidency?
No.
Central
Park would have been burned down.
The theater industry wouldn't have done it.
Right.
But even beyond that, like, the first night it would have been top of the news.
Yeah.
And it's taken a couple weeks for this story to even gain traction, which is appalling, too. Just to think that we've accepted such degrading...
It's not unexplainable, though. And it's one of the things that we talk about on this show all the time. When we cloud our thinking with things that are based on everything except what truth is, this is the end outcome of where society goes. But Laura, you're to be commended, not only for your phenomenal work around here in literally running the entire place, but in speaking up and doing your part. So thanks for doing that.
Thank you.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. When we come back, lots more breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters. Don't go away.
Hugh Hewitt sees the media circling.
There is a lust in the city to relive Watergate, a lust in the media to have a massive scandal, an impeachment and a resignation and drive him from office. Hey, they dislike Nixon. They hate Trump. I think right now even Nixon must think, yeah, they hate Trump more than they hated me. But there is this overwhelming lust.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that you could be vulnerable to the government seizing your investment assets and keeping them and using them for their own purposes? Yes, the Dodd-Frank Act allows what's called a bail-in to occur under certain circumstances. Your portfolio could be completely confiscated from your control, at least for a period of time, under the right financial calamity. But if you're invested in metals and if you have other tangible assets, many of those are protected from such action. That's why I want you to get all of the details on how the government can seize your assets and how you can protect yourself from doing just that. When you call my friends at Landmark Capital today, tell them, say, I want to protect myself from the coming bail-in. Give me all your free resources. And they will. They'll be glad to send them to you. Here's your phone number, 844-604-2575. Don't let the government take your assets. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How'd you like to be saving massive amounts on your energy bills today? My friends at Blue Rock Energy are ready to help customers throughout New York and New Jersey save on their energy supplies right now. Electricity, natural gas, you get it cheaper when you convert to Blue Rock Energy, and you don't notice any difference except the lower price on your bill. Call today, 877-280-4909. That's 877-280-4909. Or go to BlueRockEnergy.com. Blue Rock Energy, 877-280-4909.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
This is Michael Riedel with the Riedel Report, sponsored by Broadway.com. In the theater capital of the world, excitement is just a heartbeat away. Being surrounded by the bright lights, the big shows, getting the hottest tickets, and feeling that rush as the curtain finally rises. It's something you can't get anywhere else, and there's only one way to experience it all. Broadway.com, your ticket to everything Broadway. With summer in full swing, there is one event you don't want to miss, and that's the second annual Pinknik, celebrating rosé wine on Governor's Island June 24th and 25th. 2 days of food, music, and some great rosé wine. That's right, that lovely pink stuff that quenches your thirst in the summer. One of New York's great music festivals brings you food from the famed chef Chris Santos, funky tunes from the likes of Purple Disco Machine, Penguin Prison, and many more, and every type of rosé and champagne you can imagine. So get your tickets now at pinknik.com before it sells out.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I got to tell you, when we talk about the stories that we've talked about on today's show, it doesn't feel like the greatest country or the greatest city or the greatest anything. We are dealing with the worst expression of humanity one to another in a long time to remember. And friends, that's why I want you to get a copy of this podcast and send it to your friends. Let them hear with their own ears what people are experiencing. It's just shocking. Anyway, it's Monday. It's time to focus on the money that is in the markets and what you should be doing to protect your family and your long-term investment. And David Fisher is our resource on Money Mondays. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital, and he rejoins us. David, always good to hear from you. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure, Kevin, for having me on your show this afternoon.
Absolutely. Let me ask you about this thing that I've just heard about for the first time, a Sharia-compliant gold-backed cryptocurrency. Now, that's a mouthful. But what is it, and where did it come from?
Well, this confirms what we talked about in February, late January, in your program, where the gold market would be open to 1.6 billion Muslims for the first time in 42 years.
Now, why hasn't gold been open to them?
Well, it was against their Sharia law in the physical ownership of gold, and there's this law dictates the behavior, and it's not just about gold. The law dictates how they live.
Sure.
And so the Sharia law was, as times move on in life, the interpretation gets adjusted, just like people adjust the interpretation of different scripture, not watering down the scripture, but the application thereof. And so the accounting and auditing organization for the Islamic Financial Institution met with the World Gold Council last year. In essence, long story short, they readjusted the criteria, and now for the first time in March of this year, they opened the gold market to 1.6 billion Muslims that no longer could, according to their law. So what came out in reference in the aftermath of this is a Sharia-compliant gold-backed cryptocurrency. Say that 10 times real fast.
Right, right.
And what that essence is, it's like a Bitcoin that's gold. So this is compliant with the guidelines of the Sharia law. All this does is confirm that they actually did open the market
right
to the Muslims.
Well, and so what that does to demand on the gold market, with 1.6 billion people now being given sanction to purchase and so forth, I'm guessing is it puts greater pressure on the gold supplies that already exist.
Well, considering there's $2.93 trillion of all gold above ground also owned by central banks, and this will now open $1.3 trillion to the gold buyers, this is going to put a huge buying on the demand of the gold. So we work in a supply and demand. So gold, I'm not going to say it's going to double tomorrow or anything like that, but it's going to be in a major bull market. This reminds me of what happened when they opened the market to China in 2003, when there's 1.2 billion Chinese citizens that couldn't buy gold for 37 years, and gold doubled in the next 3 years.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good information. And if you're like me and you've already been a fan of metals, this only means good things for our IRA. But you say that there are some new signs that the government may need to seize our IRAs and our investments. Tell me why.
Well, piggybacking what we've been saying, that another piece of the puzzle came out there. There's a thing called the CUSIP number, which is a CUSIP number is tied to stocks. Every stock has a CUSIP number, a bond, any private investment that's put together by an investment company that trades internally. So there's 255 different countries that use 34 million CUSIP numbers. So now, that being the backstop, the company that created this went into agreement with Delaware Depository Servicing Company, which is where IRA metals are stored, and they struck an agreement recently that now they're going to put CUSIP numbers to 93 different physical gold and silver products. So my question is, why didn't they go to the mint? Why didn't they go to the refinery? But they went to the IRA storage facility, which is another step on the government towards...
Meaning that they could identify what was there and then hold it in the case they were trying to seize it. This is all part of the bail-in that we've been talking about, friends.
Exactly.
And David has two pieces of information that you need to get. One is a white paper, Changing Directions and Changing Times. That's hot off the press, and he's got that for you available absolutely free. And also the sixth edition of the bail-in, which goes into some of this, what the government could do by way of seizing your assets. If you don't want that to happen, you have to know how they can do it, and you have to prepare yourself. Here's the number to get both of those pieces of information at no cost, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. Landmarkgold.com is where you can go online as well. David Fisher, good to have you. Thank you for the Money Monday.
Thank you, Kevin.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Let's take a look at your ride across the Hudson River on this Monday evening. Coming into town, far and away, the George Washington Bridge is the way to do it. Any approach to the upper or lower level, and you are in pretty good shape. Lincoln Tunnel, 30 minutes on the city downside, just about 30 going back to New Jersey as well. Holland Tunnel, 15 minutes inbound, and 25 to 30 going back into the Garden State. Northbound West Side Highway, that's a slow ride from the 90s right up to the GW Bridge. Southbound, some volume as you go south of 57th Street down into Hell's Kitchen. Northbound FDR Drive, we're slow from the 30s right up to the George Washington Bridge. Couple of accidents in the Bronx on the westbound Cross Bronx right near the Bronx River Parkway and 3rd Avenue. It's backing things up to the Bruckner. Eastbound heavy off the bridge out towards the area of Webster Avenue. And the Deegan's jammed up northbound from the RFK Triborough Bridge right up towards the area of the Cross Bronx Expressway. That's all because of a crash. On the BQE, we're slow on the westbound side coming into the Williamsburg Bridge. That's an accident. Eastbound slow from Atlantic Avenue to the LIE. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Today we're talking about mortgages. If you're looking to obtain a home loan, Emmanuel Katechis from United Mortgages here to help answer some questions. Emmanuel, what's currently happening in the mortgage industry?
There are many great things. For instance, one of the best new products is HARP. Right now, someone can refinance even if you owe more than what your house is worth. Also, United Mortgage can get you into a property with little or no money down.
Can you still get a mortgage even if you have bad credit?
Absolutely. Right now, even if you have a low credit score, we may be able to help you with various programs, such as FHA or VA.
What separates United Mortgage from other mortgage companies?
What separates us is service, hands down. We are here 7 days a week, from early morning to late evening. We understand that this process can be very intimidating. That is why our team has been trained in customer service and products. We are here for you even after the loan closes.
Call United Mortgage at 888-888-5721. 888-888-5721. United Mortgage is licensed by the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Department of Banking. 888-888-5721.
What if you could have an experience of a lifetime this year? Something that goes beyond the mundane and gives you a unique perspective, not a vacation, an opportunity to change your life. Hi, Mike Gallagher here. A timely and important expedition to the Holy Land of Israel awaits you. Make plans now for the Stand With Israel tour happening this fall. Join me on a 9-day trip to Israel that will offer you firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and security dynamics of a truly remarkable place. Get a behind-the-scenes view into many of the places you've read and heard about all your life, all during Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. The Western Wall, Jerusalem, the Dead Sea, and so much more. With expert guides, important lectures at key sites, all in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. Look forward to something special this year. Stand with Israel. For the details about this all-inclusive trip happening October 22nd through November the 1st.
For details about this all-inclusive trip happening this fall, visit StandWithIsraelTour.com. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
In terms of the Ninth Circuit ruling, they're the most overturned. That's done so for a reason. The people on the Supreme Court are much more literal about the Constitution, and so they take specifically the powers of the president to enforce who may or may not be allowed to come to this country for any reason as given, as being fairly legit.
That's Kevin McCullough earlier today on Fox News. Same Kevin McCullough. I was arguing with Leslie Marshall about whether or not the Supreme Court will possibly allow the travel ban to be enforced. She said,
This is the Ninth Circuit Court. Everyone agrees, the most liberal court in the United States. The Supreme Court is a very different composite, Heather. We're looking at a more conservative court, and even with the most moderate of judges on that group of nine, to be more conservative. So I think even though those on my side of the aisle are very hopeful the Supreme Court will do what all the lower courts have done, they might be disappointed in the decision that will be come down, and we will hear about this week most likely, that could be a foreshadowing of phase two of the specific litigation within this case. Yeah.
And I said in response to some of the concerns that the critics of the Trump immigration ban are really forgetting what the purpose of the ban actually is.
Kevin, and that is an argument that people are saying right now. What steps have we taken during this interim period to, you know, strengthen vetting procedures?
Yeah, well, part of the people that make that argument are ignoring what the 3/4 of both travel bans consisted of. The purpose of the ban from its very initiation was to do an audit and discovery of our current methodologies, what's working, what's not working, how we need to strengthen different security procedures, how we greater vet people that come from broken states. If you've been in the state of civil war, like in Syria, for many years, you have a problem finding records. It's not that we're trying to just pigeonhole geography or people groups that we don't like. It's that there's legitimate concerns that there may be security threats here. And what are we doing?
So that's some of what we're dealing with. The Supreme Court has not weighed in today. We thought they might. Real briefly, let me take Marie's call from Long Branch before we're done today. Marie, you've been on hold for most of the hour. I appreciate your patience. You wanted to weigh in on the story that we began with at the top of the hour. Real quickly, what's your thought?
I also want to tell you I'm a teacher, and so I do run into students often who say that they want to assassinate the president or wish that someone would assassinate him. And then I tell them the story about the Hotel Rwanda. I say, first of all, bite your tongue. That's horrible to say. But did you ever hear about Hotel Rwanda? It's a movie and it's a true story. And how there were two parties, the Hutus and the Tutsis, who were the same race, but disliked one party because of jealousy. And they went on the radio. The one guy went on the radio and spread propaganda about they were cockroaches and they're horrible people. And pretty soon they ordered some machetes, and the Hutus came around and started killing the Tutsis out of rage and whatever because of false information. And sooner, it was about 1.5 million genocides.
No, it was one of the worst genocides in modern history. And it does sound a lot like what happened to Bree in the beginning of the hour, doesn't it?
Yes, it incites people to violence, and it's crazy. And so I tell these kids, first of all, if you're going to say something like that, you better get your facts right. Two parties were running, and one party wanted to win, and they started giving information to try to win the election that was
Marie,
not true.
I get what you're saying, and I appreciate your call and your patience and the fact that you're a teacher and that you take this thing seriously. Pray that your efforts continue to bear fruit in the days to come. Friends, that's it. That's jam-packed broadcast. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.